KV Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Highs around 97 today under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the south 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for storms tonight, lows around 70. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, slight chance for storms. Highs level off around 90. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 82 degrees.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Rita Flores with 13 News. The KBI also released its annual crime index report, compiling a look at crime statistics pulled in from across the state. The agency reports a continued decline in total index crime, down 20% from the state's 10-year average. However, violent crime specifically went up more than 7% from 2024 to 2025. More than 13,000 murders, rapes, robberies, and assaults were reported throughout the year. And nurses in Wichita held a one-day strike pushing back against low staffing levels they say create an unsafe environment. The strike had been planned in advance and took place yesterday. It came after two recent incidents at Via Christi St. Joseph, including a suicide in the lobby and a teenager arrested for allegedly threatening a mass shooting. Via Christi says it plans to add weapon scanners at both of its Wichita hospitals next month.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
You served behind the desk.
You served in combat.
You did 4 years and got out.
You were drafted.
You gave 20 years.
You gave exactly what your country needed.
And so did you.
When you raised your hand and swore an oath to your country, when you put your name on a dotted line, you became part of only 1% of Americans who did the same. You are a veteran.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran. Because no matter when, where, or how you served, you made a sacrifice for your country, and you deserve support.
If you're struggling with life after service, don't wait. Reach out.
Reach out to a loved one, to a fellow veteran, to VA.
Find resources at va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Corn and cattle are lower, hogs are higher, soybeans are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company, leveraging the extensive knowledge of their agronomic experts. Soybeans are mixed, adjusting spreads. August is up 3 3/4, 11.97 1/2. September's 3/4 higher at 11.87 3/4. September corn's taking profits, down 8 at 4.35 3/4. December 7 1/4 lower at 4.57. Cattle are down, with box beef sharply lower at midday. August live's 160 lower at 236.82. October's down 120 at 232.82. August feeders are 42 lower at 360.22. And hogs are up, with pork higher at midday. August is 202 higher at 98.95. October's up 297 at 84.62. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
looking to refresh your home? At Ellens of Tipton, you'll find quality flooring, window treatments, and design ideas to fit your style. Serving North Central Kansas for over 50 years, Ellens is a family-owned business built on experience, service, and the latest in home trends. From carpet, luxury vinyl tile, and hardwood to custom graver shades, they'll help bring your vision to life, start to finish. Stop by and chat with Lexi at Ellens of Tipton today or visit ellensoftipton.com.
When it's time to haul livestock, equipment, or your favorite ride, trust Miller Welding and Downs, the area's newest Titan trailer dealer. Choose from livestock trailers, heavy-duty flatbeds, and car trailers, all backed by a standard 5-year tongue-to-taillight warranty. Miller Welding is also your source for BMW hitches, Sherco tarps and trap openers, and Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. Plus, they offer custom welding and fabrication, a full-service ag mechanic shop, and carry bumper-to-bumper auto parts for all your parts and filter needs. Stop by Miller Welding on Highway 24 in Downs or call 785-454-3425. That's 785-454-3425.
Dust off your boots and head to the Jewell County Fairgrounds in Mankato Saturday, July 11th. The action starts with livestock shows during the day. Then at 7, it's mutton busting, bull riding, and the Jewell County Fair Rodeo featuring the Mayfield Horse Company and American Freedom Riders. Food trucks open at 4, and the night wraps up with a dance under the Kansas sky. Don't miss one of the biggest nights of the summer at the Jewell County Fair. It's the Jewell County Fair, July 9th through 12th in Mankato. Let the good times grow. See full schedule on the Jewell County Fair Facebook page.
Summer in Kansas means sunshine, fun, and smart skincare. At Osborne County Memorial Hospital, they're here to help you stay safe while you soak up the season. Before you head outside, remember, sunscreen, hats, and hydration go a long way. Reapply SPF every 2 hours, avoid the brightest part of the day between 10 and 2, and check your skin for any new or changing spots. Have questions or concerns? Their team is just around the corner. Osborne County Memorial Hospital, keeping you protected and healthy this summer.
KD Country 94.
A slow day for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs had no comparison at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. Diesel price swings and an unstable grid can put your livestock's health in danger. Reliable propane powers heaters and ventilation vans at a fraction of the cost. Learn more at propane.com/ag. It's another very quiet start for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids and asking prices have been elusive. While packer inquiry could pick up as the day progresses, the bulk of the week's business isn't expected until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef was sharply lower at midday on light demand for solid offerings. Choice down $3.56 at $382.21. Select was $2.99 lower at $362.90. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers weighing more than 700 pounds sold $5 to $10 higher. Heifers were not well tested. Steer and heifer calves weighing less than 700 pounds were $6 to $12 higher, with spots of $20 higher. The USDA says demand was good on a moderate supply. Medium and large one feeder steer, 650 to 664 pounds, brought $426 to $442. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 601 to 618 pounds, brought $395 to $411. Cash hogs had no comparison midday with solid negotiated purchases. The cash hog market has had a relatively strong start to the week. Processors have been moving decent numbers. The industry continues to monitor demand both on the global market and domestically. While there have been some bright spots when it comes to global demand for U.S. pork, there are concerns about long-term strength. Summer grilling season is in full swing, and with pork's competitive price in the retail space, it could help boost domestic demand. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a weighted average of 96.89. It's 97.26 for the Western Corn Belt. At Illinois, slaughter sows were steady, with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $41 to $52. Barrows and gilts were steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $57 to $67. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.07 at $98.98. Bellies jumped nearly $10 to start the day. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark spoke yesterday at the opening of Big 12 Media Days at the Star in Frisco, Texas, home of the Dallas Cowboys, on a multitude of items, including the new entitlement sponsor, where the Big 12 regular seasons for football and basketball will be the Monster Energy Big 12 football, among other things, including the enhancements of their replay center upcoming, as well as updates on the College Sports Commission and more, and he ended his opening statement with this.
There has never been a better time than right now to be part of this conference. We look forward to moving ahead as 16 strong and leveraging our scale and collective influence within college athletics to deliver monster moments all year long. Our conference goal is to be great every day for our student athletes and for our member institutions.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
My dad plays in the dirt all day.
Mine gets to use very cool equipment.
My mom says they're not playing, they're building things.
Like concrete work,
metal buildings,
grain storage.
That's Senior Construction.
Family owned and proudly serving North Central Kansas with quality craftsmanship and dependable service. Call Senior Construction today and let them build your next project from the ground up.
Looking for durable, stylish dining furniture built to last? Come to Domini's Furniture in Downs. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Domini's is the largest chrome craft dealer in a 5-state area featuring a showroom with 21 sets and over 120 chairs in stock. Choose from beautiful finishes like chestnut, walnut, stainless steel, or black nickel, plus a variety of easy-to-clean fabrics and vinyl. With laminated tables in all sizes and chrome craft's industry-leading swivel, tilt, and caster features, you'll find quality and comfort that stands the test of time. Visit Domini Furniture today, where great value meets lasting quality.
Wakanda Boats in Kansas and Nebraska is ready to get you on the water. Starcraft fishing pontoons, Harris Lounger pontoons, and aluminum and fiberglass Lund fishing boat, sure to make memories on the water to last a lifetime. Boats in stock and ready to order. 180-month in-house financing available. Rebates and military discounts available now. Call or stop in one of our locations to learn more. Wakanda Boats carries a large lineup of fishing gear, boat gear, tubes, boards, skis, and Coast Guard approved life jackets. WakandaBoats.com. Let's get you on the water.
USAC Racing is slinging dirt in North Central Kansas. On Wednesday night, July 8th, the USAC NOS Energy Drink Midget National Championship returns to the Mitchell County Fairgrounds of Beloit, Kansas for the 15th running of the Chad McDaniel Memorial, along with the National Open Wheel 600 Series Micros. Gates open at 4. The on-track action begins at 6:30. Adult tickets are $25, $10 for students, and kids 6 and under get in free. Let's go USAC National Midget Racing at Mitchell County Fairgrounds on Wednesday, July 8th. Don't you dare miss it.
Over 65 or turning 65 soon? Medicare doesn't have to be confusing. Alicia and Denise at Strother Insurance are here to cut through the clutter, explain your options, and help you choose the plan that's right for you. Wanting to make sure your family is taken care of when you're gone? From Medicare supplements and final expense coverage to individual and group health insurance, they'll make the process easy to understand. Skip the stress and ignore those scam calls. Call Strother Insurance today at 282-8151 or stop by 301 South Main in Smith Center.
North Central Kansas's country station, KD Country 94.